We're now talking to Nick Short, Dream Team athlete for Hillsboro Wrestling, a first-time Dream Team member. And so, Nick, first off, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
126-pound weight class, finishing fourth in your senior year. Talk about the season a little bit and your state run.
I think we wrestled pretty good individually as a team. We had to overcome a lot of stuff over the year, like kids quitting, people having a rough time with their grades and stuff, but we overcame a lot of it.
On a personal level for you, finishing fourth place, what was that feeling like?
It was awesome. My goal was to take top four at state this year, so I accomplished my goal. And I was supposed to beat a lot of people that I beat, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, last year you were in the 113-pound weight class, so you went up two classes, which I can't imagine is a very easy transition.
Yeah, last year I was 113, and freshman and sophomore year I was 106, but I bumped up two weight classes because I was just cutting way too hard last year.
You got fourth place at state. You said you beat some opponents that you weren't expected to beat. You got some names for us?
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to beat Noah Patton, Nick Norbury, or Tyler Leonard, and all those guys. I was able to beat one of them. I majored, and the other one I pinned.
All right, well, very cool. I've always been interested to find out kind of what favorite move a wrestler has. So do you have one in mind?
From neutral, I like to take a sweep single. That'd be my favorite shot. On top, I like the Butcher Series and the Cradles. So
that means absolutely nothing to me. I mean, is it easy to explain?
The Cradle is a little easier to explain. Basically, they step up their leg, and you'll reach under their leg and over their head with the other arm and collect your hands together to hold them firmly together. So bringing their knee to their head, and then you rock them back to their back.
Okay, I think I got a picture of that. Okay, yeah, it seems very uncomfortable and something I don't want to be in.
Yeah.
Or even the guys that you're wrestling. All right, so talk about your progress. You're building up from 106 to where you are now at 126.
That was rough. I was a little bit of a late bloomer. So my freshman year, I walked onto the team only weighing like 95 pounds, and I had to wrestle up to 106. So I was way underweight. And then by sophomore year, I was walking around at 106. So, I mean, I wasn't cutting any weight, but I wasn't tall. And then this year, I just wrestled what I weighed, and that really helped out a lot. Without all the terrible weight cutting, it's just, it doesn't help you as much as you think it would.
Gotcha. Okay. In terms of the workout portion of being a wrestler, what do you like to work on the most?
I like to do live wrestling, and by that I mean going 100% as if you were in a match with your teammate. And sometimes I like to play wrestle, which is it's wrestling with your teammates, but without like going 100%, you're kind of holding back a little bit.
Right. Okay. So basically, your favorite part is wrestling as if you're wrestling someone else during a match or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Very neat. Any college aspirations? Not just for studies, but for wrestling as well.
Yeah, I'm still looking into a few places right now. I've been talking to a few, but I haven't committed anywhere yet.
Okay, any of them you can share with us, or you prefer to keep that in-house?
I'll keep it in-house right now.
Okay. All right, well, good. Well, hey, if you end up signing somewhere, let us know, and we'd love to talk to you there.
All right, thank you.
All right, cool. Well, hey, Nick, before I let you go, what's it like to be a Dream Team member, to work your way up to your senior year and finally get that selection?
Pretty cool. Like my teammate Dylan Owens last year was a Dream Team member. I was kind of jealous, to be perfectly honest, that he got selected for and I did. So it's both getting selected this year. That's pretty cool.
It's obviously a great honor because the coaches are the ones that vote you in. So you got anything you'd like to say to them?
I'd like to thank everyone that voted for me to be on the Dream Team. Everybody that helped me get good enough to academically and socially and in wrestling to be awarded with this.
All right, cool. You got any specific names, family members, friends, teammates, that sort of thing that you'd like to thank?
Yeah, I'd like to thank my dad and my coach Mitchell and Coach Freeman.
All right, man. Well, hey, appreciate carving out some time today to talk with us for your Dream Team interview, and best of luck in your college choice wherever you decide to go, and just wish you the best in your future.
All right, thank you.
All right, that is Nick Short, a Hillsboro wrestler and a Dream Team member joining us here today on Regional Radio.